Welcome to the Yes Lady with Charla A., your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. I'm so excited today to introduce you to one of the most dynamic spitfires I've ever known. Have you ever been called Spitfire, Elena? Probably. Anyway, Elena Fernandez is my guest today, and she has just come back, I believe, just this week from Los Angeles, walking the red carpet for the movie, the premiere of the movie Solo.
Yeah.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Charla A. interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Charla A.
Tell me.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Thank you. It was really mind-blowing. I mean, Star Wars has been around as long as I have been alive. And so to walk the red carpet and to see the premiere for the Star Wars movie and see all the legendary actors and Ron Howard directed the movie and to interview the cast. And it was just incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you get to do that? And I know this isn't your first red carpet. So you've been on a lot of red carpets. And that's, I'm just going to say, that's not your passion, but it has been a result of your passion.
Yeah.
So how did you get, or how many other red carpets or some of the other ones we might know about?
Well, yeah, just 3 weeks before the Star Wars red carpet, I did the Avengers Infinity War red carpet. And I've done red carpets for, you know, all of the Disney franchises. So Pixar, Disney Studios, and all of that. And it's been amazing because one of the things that I'm passionate about is being a storyteller. And so storytelling is what has led me to all of the success that I enjoy today and has been kind of my after story. Because, you know, there's always a before and after. and it's just humbling to see how one starts at one point and ends at another. And people see the glory, but they don't know the story. So I hope that we can, you know, chime on that and talk about the process that we go through, and when we look at these people that are doing these cool things, instead of being discouraged, like looking at where we are, that we actually say, wow, it is possible and I can do it.
And you have, and you are. And it's extraordinary because when I met you, I know you're a blogger. I know that you are a storyteller. I know that you are a mother of three beautiful children and have a beautiful family, a husband. And you've managed, in a way, to balance all of that somehow. And I know that a lot of us don't balance our lives very well. So maybe you could expand on that a little bit. How can you... Well, your girls are beautiful and smart and brilliant and have their own business. So that, but that wasn't always the case.
No, and actually, you know, I've been blogging for 13 years. So blogging was not a thing. It was something that just came to me because of pain. I consider myself as a student of pain because pain has taught me so many wonderful lessons, and it has really brought me to where I am today. So my blog started on a, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning on a cold hard floor where I woke up and I was just feeling like my world had ended. I was feeling like I was going to die, and surely I didn't know how to recover from this tragedy. I found myself a single mom of a 1 and a 2 year old, and I just didn't have any money. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to live as of, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning that day. I didn't know how to drive. I didn't have a bank account. I was a new mom and I had postpartum depression. I mean, it was like everything was stacked against me. And so in that moment, and I call it a defining moment, because those moments of tragedy, pain, or depression is where you look at your life and you either let the moment define you or you define the moment and tell the moment what it's going to be. So I decided in that moment, after I was you know, contemplating taking my life and it, just feeling desperate and homeless and hopeless and worthless, I decided, you know what? I don't know what to do, because certainly I didn't. I didn't have a to-do list and a checklist or a plan or a plan B. And I sometimes I say, you know, a man is not a plan, just to put That's some humor on it, right? But at that moment, I said, you know what I can do? I can write a to-be list. And I decided, you know, these are the things that I can be. I can be, you know, I'm a woman of faith. I can be courageous. I can be positive. And that's when the light bulb came on and I decided to become the positive mom. I didn't know how that was going to happen and I decided to not worry about it. I decided, you know, I'm just going to be positive and expect the best. And when that started working, then I decided, you know, I need to tell these stories. And that's how the blog came along. And so this blog has been raised with those babies. And so one of the main secrets for balance in my business and for success, I would say, is that they grew together and that I involved my children in everything that I did, not as a child labor, but more of a, you know, an understanding that this was teamwork, that this was something that we were doing for one another, that it wasn't just mom leaving them behind and chasing something else, but it was mom actually chasing something for us that they could be a part of, that they could understand, that I could get down to their level and I don't have to bend very far because I'm 4'8", but you know, but I could, you know, look at them in the eye and explain what I was doing and why I was doing it and that they were my reason. And one of the things I get really lit up, spit fire about this. And it's that sometimes we use our children as our excuse instead of using our children as a reason. And so that, I think, my major tidbit is that instead of saying, you know, well, I have kids and I can't do this. It's like, I have kids, so I must do this. Because one thing that I can tell, and you have seen because you know my daughters, is that all of them are empowered and that, you know, being raised in that environment has given them the tools and the mindset that you can go from homeless and hopeless and worthless to walking the red carpet on Star Wars and interviewing all these people. And, you know, just the glamour of it is meaningful because sitting and laying on that cold floor, I would have never guessed that this was would be something that I would be talking to you about today.
And you've been on the stage with some pretty important or well-known people. Yeah, we're all important, yeah, but some well-known people. Yeah. That people would recognize their name. Who have you spoken with?
Well, Jack Canfield, Les Brown, Brian Tracy, J. Conor Levinson, the late J. Conor Levinson, creator of Guerrilla Marketing, who was my mentor, and we taught together in his living room. I mean, it's been amazing. Just 2 months ago, we were talking about how I graduated from the Steve Harvey Success Institute, and I'm also certified through Mary Morrissey. So, you know, it's been really amazing, and I managed to do that for my kids, with my kids, because the number one thing is that they know that this is a teamwork and that, and they support me in chasing those dreams.
They do. And they something on Mother's Day that I saw they posted
was so cute.
And my mom is so cute and she's so fun and it was amazing. There's so many things to learn from you, and I feel like you have been a mentor from me, and you, and sometimes from a distance, right? But I'm so inspired, and there's so much more to your story, and we'll be right back after the messages with the Yes Lady with Charla A.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know, it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
Active killer shootings are no longer happening somewhere else. What would we do without a solid police force we can count on? News media across the nation would have you think we can't be sure we can trust our local law enforcement to have our best interests at heart. Blue Dragon International Consultants are here to support our first responders as they support the communities they serve. Retired Navy SEALs, FBI Crime Commission advocates, heads of homicide and violent gang units, high-ranking commissioned military officers, and retired police sergeants. These men are the best of the best, with multiple decades of experience protecting us on our homeland and abroad. And they're making sure the skills and techniques your officers have save lives and protect communities. Show your support for our men and women in blue, August 30th through 31st, 2018, Thursday and Friday before Labor Day weekend, right here in DFW. Blue Dragon presents Developing a Bulletproof Mind and a Bulletproof Heart. 2 days to discover the most effective ways to respond to school and church shootings, ISIS threats, transnational gangs, and emotional recovery post-trauma. If your small business backs the blue, go to BDIC.net to discover critical ways you can support your first responders with your product or services and be included in the coveted founder circle as this training makes its way across the country. Blue Dragon presents critical tactics and strategies to face threats successfully and quickly resolve active killer shootings if they come to your neighborhood on August 30th through 31st, 2018. This all-star cast of legendary training superstars comes together for the first annual Blue Dragon Presents series to help our officers with effective procedures that meet today's challenges quickly with expert accuracy. Blue Dragon Presents, Developing a Bulletproof Mind and a Bulletproof Heart to help our officers recover better and end the escalated suicide, addiction, and divorce rates that happen when we stumble past the unique and peculiar needs of traumatized officers. We can respond better. We can support better. We can heal our nation. Blue Dragon Presents. Go to BDIC.net for information on a training event near you. BDIC.net, protecting and serving those who are protecting and serving us.
We're back right now with the Yes Lady with Charla A., your encouragement solutions for outrageous business. And I'm back here with Elena Fernandez, my friend and mentor, and thepositivemom.com, right? We might as well say that, thepositivemom.com.
Thank you.
You've had so many successes and so many exciting times, and you've got a following that people just kind of want to be like you when they grow up, and when you grow up. But you had some really, you came from really harsh. I mean, that was a defining moment, and you were in a different country with different language and all kinds of things. You're from the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I know we don't want to go into all the the harsh stories that you have, because I know there are some.
There are many.
People can read your blog and learn about that.
Yes, absolutely.
But you have also come from a really lowly background.
Yeah.
And you are an overcomer.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily.
Thank you.
And so do you want to talk a little bit about your history and then why and how, what you're passionate about now about helping people, where we're headed with that?
Yeah. And thank you so much for allowing me to share about that, because, you know, it is something that it's truly dear to my heart. So I grew up in a slum in the Dominican Republic, and it was poverty as few people in the U.S. know it. We had to fetch our own water. We actually didn't have electric or plumbing. We were really blessed in my home that we could go to school, but most of the kids that I grew up around didn't. And, you know, it was a very extreme poverty environment. And the mindset was also, you know, a mindset of resignation, a mindset of victimhood, and a mindset of a fixed mindset, like, you know, this is what we got, and this is where we stay, this is what we're going to deal with our entire life. So, you know, one of the things that I always like to kind of drill into people's minds is that no matter what your situation, no matter what's going on right now, you can overcome, you can go further. If you can see it in your mind, you can believe it. And one of my most quoted and tweeted quotes is, I always say, when God gives you a vision, he gives you permission, and he gives you provision. Because I think those are the two things that really stop us from pursuing our dreams. Is number one, we don't feel like we're worthy. Like, we need to have someone, you know, dub us worthy and give us permission. Like, oh, okay, you can do that. But we don't need that external validation. We can just say, you know what? I'm on earth, I'm breathing, and I have this in my head and in my heart. So that must mean that I have permission to go for it. And number two, we think like, I don't have the tools, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the connections. You know, there's always something, some kind of thing that we need. And it sometimes it gives us analysis paralysis. So we'll get that provision along the way. And for me, that happened when I was 7 years old and I was in a dumpster with my brother trying to find some toys. And, you know, that's where they came from. And we came and so a magazine, and it was soggy and nasty, and, you know, the Caribbean sun was scorching hot. But we saw a picture of this beautiful family. They were reading together, and the mother was so nurturing, and the faces were so joyful, and the energy of that photo, it was just a sweet spirit that told me that I could do that, that I could be like those people, wearing the jeans and wearing the sneakers and having books. I that was my dream, to have my own book someday. And the most important thing is that I lived in an abusive home. And so when I saw that mother that I never had, that was a calm, sweet, and loving mother, I say, you know, that's what I want. And since the magazine was in English, I decided I need to learn that language so that I can have that life. Uh-huh. And so in that moment that we talked about, that's the one thing that I had going.
Chills.
Yeah. I never knew why a girl in a slum in a Spanish-speaking country learns to speak English, but I found out when I decided that picture wasn't for me, it was for my children. And absolutely, I needed to know English at that moment so that I can, in this country, restart my life for them. And that picture, like, you know, because you've seen that picture, it's all over social media right now. I have that life, and I never had that mom, but I am that mom. I can be that mom.
And you are, and you inspire so many. And it's just fun to, you know, the followers that just want to encourage, they encourage you, and they're vicariously living and walking the red carpet with you. And you have a coaching business?
Yes, okay. Yes, absolutely. So I decided that for me, it wasn't enough to write about it and to stay on the stage and tell the stories. I love working with people one-on-one and just, you know, you say that they learn from me and they are inspired by me, but I am more inspired by them. It gives me life. It gives me energy to just, you know that someone out there needs hope, needs inspiration, and that I can be a vessel and a conduit and an instrument for that to happen, and to, you know, allow myself to get over myself and to get out of my own way of, you know, do I have permission and do I have provision, and to allow that to come. So that's one of my main passions.
People love you and are so attracted to you. And I have experienced some of your mentoring as well and coaching, and you're certified in
the passion test,
yes. And trying to help people pull those things out. How can people get in touch with you? What is your website, your blog, your Facebook, or any of those things that you would like to share? And because there's somebody out there that wants you to be their mentor. Maybe
Thank
many
you.
Of you.
Thank you. Well, my website is thepositivemom.com. And people can follow me at The Positive Mom. I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. There's a little underscore after The Positive Mom on Twitter. And, you know, I'm in the DFW area, and I have free workshops for mompreneurs, mom entrepreneurs, because I love to give back. I believe in tithing, and I think that, you know, a portion of my time needs to be given to people that can afford to work with me in a one-on-one capacity. So, you know, really find that on meetup.com as well. But I want to just say that one of the things that I really hope that people get from our time together is that when you are trying to grow a business and balance a family and really, you know, get your name out there, that storytelling, that telling your story and being vulnerable is usually the key factor. Because you said people love me, but it's because I pour my heart into every single word I write. I have an imaginary friend, and I connect with her, and I ask, you know, what does she need? What keeps her up at night? How can I bless her? How can I serve her? And because of that, people can feel that spirit. And it's not, you know, they're just giving me back the love that I have for them. And I have a formula for profitability, and it goes like this: credibility plus visibility plus vulnerability equals profitability. And the reason I have that formula is because, you know, a lot of people say, build your credibility. Get certified, or, you know, tell people what your background is, impress them, right? That's important. Be visible, be everywhere, you know, like we're being visible right now, and all of that. But vulnerability is usually the key factor and the missing one. Tell people really your vulnerable story. Share with them, as you are a person that needs to connect with them. It creates community, it creates connection, it creates conversation. When someone knows, Charla, that they matter to you, that they mean to you, and that you really want to help them, I think that's the key to the success of any business.
It absolutely is. And I mean, I've had chills several times while you were talking. I feel like you are a master at that. And I'm so thankful for you to take the time today to share with our audience your wisdom, your brilliance, and your spitfire design, and you know, your star power. I mean, really, so people in our community would consider you kind of a star when you're walking red carpets. Anyway, that's not the most important thing, but it is a fun fact, right? It is a fun thing,
it
and you love
fun.
It, and I know your girls love it.
Yeah.
And they have Holy Art. I want to just add, she's got a company. They've got a company called WHOLLY, holyart.com.
Yes. Okay. And they've written books. They do public speaking.
For young entrepreneurs. Yeah. You know, it's a really great, and so I always want to make sure that we get everybody,
you get plugged as much as we can.
So
thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. And I will see you soon. Yes. Many blessings to you, Elena Fernandez.
Many blessings to you, love. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back with Charla Anderson's Split Second Transformation. Hi, I'm Charla Anderson, the Yes Lady, with your Split Second Transformation, powered by Zeal Wellness. Change your words, change your life. You know, there's a way that you can diffuse every conversation or every argument or discussion before it becomes an argument. You can, with some practice and just changing two words, you can change your life. With some practice and just changing two words, you can change your life. You can maintain your calm and diffuse any aggressive conversation that may be coming out of you. Something is rising to the top. I want you to consider changing two words. Instead of, yeah, but, which escalates any situation and you release your power, consider saying, yes, and. When you say yes, you're listening, you're hearing the other person. When you say and, you're firmly in your stance. When you say and, you stand firmly in your stance. So when your teenager says, I don't want to take out the trash, or the trash isn't taken out, and you say, yes, I hear you, and the trash is still in, they will probably come back with, yeah, but excuse, 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 or even, yes, I realize it's a special party, and you're still grounded. It is not about being right. It's not about control. It's about standing in your power and your confidence. It's about making something, it's about diffusing the situation instead of escalating it. It takes some practice, and it's worth it. Change your words, change your life. I'm Charla Anderson, the Yes Lady, with your Split Second Transformation, powered by Zeal Wellness. Change your words, change your life. Zeal Wellness is my nutrition beverage of choice. You're going to hear me talk about it every week. I love it. It's fast and easy, shake and take, out the door, superfood nutrition. Charla.zealforlife.com. Charla.zealforlife.com.
That's all for the Yes Lady with Charla A today. The Yes Lady with Charla A is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on the Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available, and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com, and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.